Chapter 10, Gammy, the Mouse House. How many different houses have you lived in? We think, Levi, that you have lived in 3 houses so far. Koa, maybe 2? Sunny, Dell, and King, just 1. Gammy lived in a house at 809 High Street in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Then, when she was in 1st grade and 6 years old, her parents, Great-Grandpa Bert and Great-Grandma Lane, bought a house in the country near Lyons, Wisconsin. It was an old farmhouse, and it had some very fun rooms in it. We moved in, and, well, we didn't stay very long, maybe only 2 nights. Why? The house had mice living there, too, and Great-Grandma Elaine did not want to live with mice. Would you like to share your house with a family of mice? I bet you wonder what happened next. Well, Grandpa Bert's mom, Gammy's Grandma Phelps, your great-great-Grandma Phelps, lived all alone in a big house back in Union Grove. This picture was taken 1 year earlier. That is Gammy's family in front of Grandma Phelps's big house. We moved in with Grandma. Imagine if you moved in with Coco Pops or with Grandpa Frank or Grandma Susie or with Gammy and Pappy. Well, that's what we did. We lived with Grandma Phelps for about 8 months. That isn't quite 1 year. Gammy walked to the same school she went to before they moved to the Mouse House. She finished 1st grade while living there with her grandma. During that time, Grandpa Bert bought land, and with the help of his friends who knew lots about building houses, they built us a brand new house between Lyons and Burlington, Wisconsin. Grandpa Bert actually did the plastering in that house. He was a very good plasterer. Grandma Elaine and Grandpa Bert still live there, and some of you have been to that house and played in their big yard. When Gammy was little, she played in that big yard. She would also climb the hill and play in the woods with her friend Robin. Gammy always liked secret hideaways, and the woods was a very wonderful hideaway.